Good morning, Nate. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Friday, August 7, 2026. Here is your weather for Blue Earth County, MN. Today, a high near 81 degrees, chance showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, a low near 56 degrees, mostly clear. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn added about 4 cents, and beans added about 5 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why. Cutting the other way. Demand still reads firm per tri-state neighbor. Understand stress during corn reproductive stages. Honest truth. The take does not hand us one clean reason today. So take this as our best read. Not gospel. Stocks point higher into the open. S&P futures up about 0.2%. A firmer tape eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Understand stress during corn reproductive stages. The Minnesota corn crop is about a week ahead of normal and currently has adequate moisture but limited precipitation or chances for precipitation means things are drying out. Fortunately, the temperature conditions are expected to be cooler. Ryan Miller, University of Minnesota Extension Educator for Crops. Jeff Coulter, University of Minnesota Extension Corn Agronomist. Brad Carlson, University of Minnesota Extension Educator, Nutrient Management and Water Quality. And Dean Malvick, University of Minnesota Extension Pathologist. Field Crops, all contributed to the article. The noticeable switch from hot and humid weather to cool and drier weather, and back again, brought hope of rain as July melted into August in. Story 2. Senate Farm Bill stalls over SNAP dispute. A one-vote margin, 10-11, sank the Senate Agriculture Committee's Farm Bill on Thursday, with the whole fight coming down to how fast states must start sharing SNAP costs. Democrats wanting a two-year delay and Republicans offering just one. Chairman John Boozman warned that the stalemate is holding hostage our farm community, noting livestock is one of the poorest industries in America right now and that rural America pays the price. Even so, the committee did pass amendments to move Food for Peace permanently to USDA and to let SNAP buy hot rotisserie chicken. American Farm Bureau's Zippy Duval and Farm Credit's Christy Safford are both urging senators back to the table, warning this may be the last shot this year at a five-year bill that would strengthen crop insurance, expand credit, and modernize FSA loans. Story 3. Stalled Farm Bill spotlights ag woes and state budget strain. Senate Agriculture Chairman John Boozman saw his farm bill collapse Thursday on a 10-11 party line vote, undone partly by the health absence of Senator Mitch McConnell and a surprise no-show by Senator Tommy Tuberville. Since committee rules bar proxy yes votes and treat ties as defeats, Boozman is holding the markup open and says McConnell, now home recovering, could return by mid-September to break the deadlock. While the real fight is over a SNAP provision in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that forces states with 6% error rates to help pay benefits starting October 1, 2027, Democrats led by Senator Amy Klobuchar want a two-year delay instead of the one-year Republicans offered, arguing states like Minnesota need time and fairness, though both sides agree the bill holds wins like year-round E15 ethanol sales. This matters because Boozman warns that without an updated farm bill and higher farmer loan limits, bankers expect 20-25% of farmers to be lost in the next 2 to 3 years amid the worst farm economy in decades. And the panel did advance bipartisan amendments including Senator John Thune's push to restore country of origin labeling for beef. Story 4. Unique outreach brings new faces to conservation. The challenge was to make sure farmers knew they existed. I wanted people to recognize it no matter where they saw it, she said. That's been really exciting. Riley even found a way to extend the life of the outreach plan after the billboards came down. The funding is provided through the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program Wetland Reserve Easements, ASIPREA, created to protect critical water resources and wildlife. Story 5. Time to start thinking about corn silage harvest. Corn silage is one of our most important feeds for dairy and beef operations. The important point is to measure moisture rather than rely on appearance alone. There is also a safety risk after harvest. In either case, it's. Story 6. Floating farm sinks under bureaucracy. The floating farm is home to 28 Meuse Rheinisel cows that are in the process of being sold. They cite ridiculous outdated demands from the local environmental department as one of the main reasons forcing its closure. He grew up on the family dairy farm in the heart of Northern Ireland and is based on the country's east coast, Ukraine. With the lack of ships able to call at Ukraine's Black Sea ports, farmers there fear this year's harvest could be dumped on the Don. Story 7. Opinion: how one state's poultry lawsuit became a warrant-free search of another state's farms. Back in 2005, Oklahoma sued six large poultry companies, including Tyson, over pollution in the Illinois River watershed, essentially using the lawsuit to control Arkansas farmers it could not regulate directly. After sitting idle for 20 years, a district court in late 2025 handed down a sweeping ruling that appointed a special master with power until 2055 to search land, take soil samples, cut contracts, and refer non-compliant farmers for prosecution. Facing that threat, the poultry firms began canceling contracts with their small contract growers, many of whom depend on chicken litter as fertilizer, raising fears of an economic and public health crisis across Arkansas farm country. The companies eventually settled by swapping the special master for a seven-year auditor doing nearly the same job, but their fine ballooned from a few hundred thousand dollars to a staggering $40 million. Story 8. Not every spot is the same. Identifying corn leaf diseases. Accurate corn disease identification drives smart fungicide decisions, since foliar diseases cut yield and silage quality by robbing leaves of photosynthesis, inviting stalk rot and lodging, and killing plants early. Penn State scouts warn that gray leaf spot and northern corn leaf blight thrive in wet, humid weather, hitting no-till and continuous corn harvest, while emerging threats like southern rust and bacterial leaf streak are easy to mistake for other problems. The guide walks through telltale signs. Tar spot shows shiny black stromata you cannot rub off. Northern corn leaf blight makes cigar-shaped lesions up to 6 inches long. Gray leaf spot forms rectangular gray lesions along the veins. And southern rust packs bright orange pustules only on the upper leaf surface. Getting the diagnosis right matters because look-alike such as common rust versus southern rust call for very different management, and disease pressure often climbs during grain fill just as your last fungicide starts wearing off. Story 9. Conservation Ag Champions, unrewarded heroes of sustainable farming in developing countries. Farmers who quietly abandon the plow and stop burning their residue may be the most overlooked leaders in global agriculture, especially across fragile, drought-prone regions like Iran. The article calls them conservation agriculture champions, and it lays out three core principles they live by: minimal soil disturbance through no-till, permanent soil cover from crop residue, and diverse crop rotations. It walks through six big payoffs: protecting soil, saving water and easing pressure on aquifers, ending residue burning that fouls the air and releases carbon, building resilience to wild weather, proving that ditching tillage can hold or even raise yields while cutting fuel and labor costs, and spreading know-how farmer to farmer. The reason it matters is trust, because in these communities neighbors believe a fellow farmer's field far more than any scientist or government agent. So these champions turn their own acres into open-air classrooms that convince skeptics to change. Story 10. Trump signs executive orders to curb birthright citizenship and birth tourism. Trump signed two executive orders Thursday at the White House aimed at restricting birthright citizenship and what he called birth tourism, claiming hundreds of thousands of people were buying their way in to gain citizenship for their children. The orders would deny automatic citizenship to children of some foreign diplomats, alien enemies including declared terrorist group members, and mothers who deceptively enter the country to give birth, while also targeting surrogacy used for that purpose. Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said the administration was leveraging the Supreme Court's June ruling to expand who is ineligible under Section 215A of the Immigration and Nationality Act, insisting nothing in the orders conflicts with the court. Legal experts expect the orders to face challenges under the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to nearly every child born in America, especially over the provisions covering U.S. territories, where only Congress can change citizenship rules. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The neighbor's propane tank ran dry on the coldest night of the year. He called the farmer. The farmer said, "I can spare a tank for tonight." The neighbor said, "How will I pay you back?" The farmer said, "By telling the story honestly, not embellished, not minimized. That's the price." Here is Cal's quiz. The July 2, 1862 Morrill Act created which lasting backbone of American agricultural research? A. County fairs. B. The land-grant university system. C. The Federal Reserve. D. The Bureau of Agriculture. And the answer, The land-grant university system. Every state got federal land to fund a public college teaching agriculture and the mechanical arts. Iowa State 1858, designated land-grant 1864, was one of the first. The land-grant network is the backbone of every modern extension service office. Source: USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields. And thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.